Fletcher Post spotted his mark on the arrivals level of Spaceport. A lanky human of 45 or 50 years, blonde hair worn long, a short beard and mustache. He was gazing out on Nar Shadda's skyline like he just arrived from some backrocket world in the Crone Drift, studying the holo adverts above the exit doors, trying to figure out if he should ride a hovercab, a maglev, a shuttle, or maybe risk renting an airspeeder. Just a rube from a faraway planet. Post kept him in his sights as he rode a turbolift down to the arrivals level. He walked out the tall doors and moved toward the hovercab stations, carrying a small black attaché case. That struck Post as curious. Only beings who had business on Nar Shadda arrived with attaché cases. Tourists, gamblers, players, visiting dignitaries, or criminals usually arrived with luggage, sometimes a full pallet of bags. Clearly, the guy wasn't a resident, not with that lost look on his face. So maybe he'd arrived from a low-tech world and was carrying all his worldly possessions in that one case. But then why would anyone with so little come to Nar Shadda? Well, okay, the moon was often a final stop for folks who had nothing more to lose. But this human didn't give that impression. Maybe he had family or friends here. But friends or family wouldn't leave someone to the mercy of people like Post, who made a living prowling the spaceport for innocent travelers, getting to them before they could be fleeced or set upon by the currency changers, holdup artists, and scammers who worked the rest of the urban sprawl. Hurrying after the human, Post noted that he walked like someone who was still getting used to his legs, or maybe someone who had ill-fitting prosthetics installed. That meant he could be a veteran who had lost his legs to blaster fire in one war or another. Though the human didn't meet anyone's gaze, Post could tell that he was taking stock of his surroundings, aware of everything that was going on around him. How else would he be able to steer through the spaceport throng with such an easy grace? That was it. New legs or no, there was something inherently nimble about his movements, something capable, one might say, self-possessed. Post drew nearer. The stranger didn't appear to be armed, no weapon strapped to his ankle or wedged into the rear of his trousers that might create a telltale bulge beneath the thin material of his jacket. Post began to wonder if the lost look and awkward gait might be for show. Maybe the newcomer was looking for marks. Worse, maybe he was trying to lure petty criminals like Post by baiting, then entrapping them. But the idea of a plainclothes cop on Nar Shadda was even crazier than the idea of arriving on world with no more than an attaché case. Post was intrigued. He made up his mind not to pickpocket the mark or entice him into buying a bogus nightlife tour, but he hadn't given up on the idea of seeing what the attaché contained. Perhaps the newcomer would set it down carelessly, or become distracted just long enough for Post to move in and move on. It was simply a matter of waiting for the right place and the right moment. Post studied the newcomer's clothing more closely as the two of them edged into the public transport area. The wrinkled jacket and drab trousers had the look of clothes you might be given if you'd just been released from stir or from a psychiatric ward. Even the lower-level panhandlers and canyon kids dressed better. So there went the cop theory. Or did it reinforce it? Post came to a halt and turned to one side, pretending sudden interest in the display window items of a tech store. In the window's reflection, he could see the newcomer standing in a holonet booth, running a search of some sort. If he was looking for a hotel, it meant he wasn't sure where he wanted to go. If he was looking for a name, it meant he didn't know where the being was. Whichever, he was focused on what he was doing, on the hunt. The newcomer pulled a disposable comlink from the upper pocket of his cheap jacket and sent something into it from the holonet. Then he set off in the direction of the Maglev Express to the Corellian sector. Post sighed in disappointment. That ended it for him. He wasn't about to follow the guy all the way into Vertical City. Not with his airspeeder parked in the lot across from the hovercab station and already costing him credits. Reluctantly, he fell back, and he was on the brink of heading for the pedestrian walkway that accessed the lot when his trained eye settled on two beings who were plainly up to no good and beginning to converge on the newcomer as he stepped from the people mover onto the maglev platform. One was human, the other Nautilin, and both were heavyweights. The interesting thing was that the newcomer had also spotted them. In what could have been interpreted as an abrupt change of mind, he made a sharp turn. Infiltrating the crowd waiting for the maglev, he slipped effortlessly into and out of space as beings often claimed as their own, then hastened for one of the platforms accessed by hover cabs and air shuttles. The two goons had also picked up speed, the human touching his left ear in a way that suggested he was in communication with his partner, or others as yet unseen. Without displaying any of the finesse the newcomer had shown, the pair circled the edge of the crowd using their bulk to shoulder or shove stragglers aside. Instead of making for free space, the newcomer was staying well inside the crowd. If his pursuers were going to get him, they were going to have to plow their way through.